beautiful. We gather together in the name of the Lord. Amen. All right, I'm glad y'all here, and I hope everybody's just ready to come and praise the Lord. That's what we're going to do today. I'm going to open us with a word from God, and then we're going to have prayer, and I'm going to have some praise that goes to the prayer list during the message. But this morning, before we go to the Lord in prayer, does anybody have any prayer requests? Oh, yes. Sam and Becca's house burnt down Friday, burnt out Friday, for y'all who don't know. And their landlord's got another house, but the people was moving out, but they wanted to finish cleaning up this weekend so they get the deposit. So they staying at the Palomino. We had some money in the Hope for Hunger, so we gave them some money to get meals, because you got a microwave, but that's about it over there at the Palomino. And their parents was getting some clothes together, and they got Becca on her Facebook page has got a list of the sizes for the kids. And all the good news is they are all okay. That's the blessing beside that. All right, yeah, so that might be the easiest way. Just give them a gift card, let them go get them something that they want to wear, because we might not be stylish for the young people. Amen. Hey, amen. All right, Miss Elsa, how's your foot? Okay, we'll pray for that. What about your daughter? How's she doing? Okay, keep her daughter lifted up in prayer. She's got diabetes and also had COVID and was dealing with that. Also, Miss Rita called me the other night, and I tried to answer the phone, and I guess it went to my voicemail too quick. She left me a long message. I've been trying to call her back, and I don't know if her phone's plugged in or what. I couldn't get her back on the phone, but she was just having a bad day, a bad evening. She had slipped, or they had let her slip or something, but she's ready to go home. So if y'all get a chance, you can try her cell number some and just let her know she's still at Westfield. And Mona's big brother, she's worried about him. He's working in Florida, and he come down with the COVID and ended up in the hospital with pneumonia in Florida. And he's down there by himself, and so Mona and her mama is worried about him and his kids. All right, anything else? All right, I'm going to read this, and then Safe Haven is coming and lead us in music. Our text today from Psalm 100 says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness from generation to generation." Kind Father, we come before you, Lord, and we do thank you that you are good. Lord, I pray as we're here today that you'd just help us understand that, Lord, our true happiness comes from learning to enjoy your goodness. And that, Lord, as we do that here today, that we would sing joyfully to you with loud voices, that, Lord, our worship would be of glad hearts, that, Lord, that we would just come before you, and if Safe Haven comes and leads us in music this morning, that, Lord, we would come to know you, the only true God, to know you better, that, Lord, we'd understand that you've created all things, you hold all things together, Lord, that you have called us to be your people, and, Lord, you are the shepherd of your sheep. And, Lord, we just thank you for your provision, your care. Lord, I pray that you just guide and direct us now, that we would have thankful hearts as we enter into this time of thanksgiving, that, Lord, we would not think so much about the hustle and bustle of a holiday, but we'd think more about who you are and how you've cared for us this year. That, Lord, you just be with us now as we give thanks to you for all that we are, that, Lord, we can bless your name for who you are, and that, Lord, we'd never forget that the Lord is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask y'all to come. Thank you.
Let me tell you about Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. Let me tell you about Jesus. How he saved my soul and he made me whole.
And he took away my burden.
Yes, he took away my burden.
And he took away my sorrow.
And he took away my sorrow. Let me tell you, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul. Well, I went to an altar. I knelt down to pray. I felt the Holy Spirit coming down my way. Hey, then my soul began to tremble, and the joy began to roll. Let me tell you, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus. How he saved my soul when he made me whole.
When he took away my burden.
Yes, he took away my burden.
And he took away my sorrow.
And he took away my sorrow. Let me tell you, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful time.
It's a wonderful time.
It's a wonderful,
it's a wonderful feeling.
Just to ease your mind, sweetest joy you'll find. Well, my heart is lighter, and everything is looking brighter. Let me tell you, brother,
that's how Jesus saved my soul.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus. How he saved my soul and he made me whole.
And he took away my burden.
Yes, he took away my burden.
And he took away my sorrow.
And he took away my sorrow. Let me tell you, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
Let me tell you,
brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
And that is why I sing all my joy with you I'll share. Well, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Well,
I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship and I'm going far beyond the sky. Well, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
I can hardly wait, I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, gonna leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air.
I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship and I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Well, you're ashamed of me. You have no cause to be, for with him I am an heir. If too much fault you find, you'll surely be left behind, and I'll go sailing through.
I'm going to take a trip in the good old gospel ship and I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm beating this world.
Yes, I'm
beating this world.
And I'm
beating this world.
What an honor and a privilege it is for Safe Haven to be back at Hunt Springs Baptist Church. You know, you folks are beginning to feel like family to us. Between Hunt Springs and Coolwater Cowboy Church, we have just made so many friends. And we appreciate more than you'll ever know the opportunity that you've given us to come and worship with you and in some ways minister. We came this morning to tell you that Jesus loves you this morning. He's always loved you, and he'll always love you. We're so thankful for that love, his mercy, and his grace, that to be quite honest with you, we could not make it without.
Amen.
And we're so thankful that it's there. Yes. How many are here in Safe Haven for the first time? Raise your hand if you don't mind. Okay.
One.
Well, I'll go ahead and apologize for what you've already heard. I know, I know. And I'll apologize for what you're about to hear. All right?
Hey.
We try hard. Listen, we're just a bunch of country boys who try hard. I'm going to take just a minute or two and introduce the members of the group. We're going to get back to singing. My far right is the guy who owns this group. He owns this equipment here and that land yacht parked in the parking lot. And I'm going to be just as honest with you as I can be. If it wasn't for that, he'd probably be fired.
No.
Because the preacher's wife is clapping. He's absolutely useless in so many ways.
No cooling water today.
No cooling water today. But once in a while, on every other Sunday, he sings a pretty good tenor part. So I think we'll probably keep him. Would you make welcome this morning from Zebulon, North Carolina, Mr. Tim Daugherty. And all the way from the big city of Castalia, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Singing our lead this morning, would you make welcome Mr. Jerry Winstead. Hailing from Wake Forest, North Carolina, and singing the big boys part, the bass, would you make welcome this morning Mr. Mike Spence. My name is Wayne Coates, and I sing whatever they leave for me to sing, which is not much most of the time. But that's okay. I'm just happy to be a part of the group. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning.
I'm tired of the status quo. We got the power, but where did it go? We're the church triumphant, but why doesn't it show? Time to rise in victory and let the world know. A crippled man came to the church one day. They called for the elders, had them to pray. They cried and they tried everything they knew to say. But the crippled man went home again the very same way. I'm tired of the status quo. We got the power, but where did it go? We're the church triumphant, but why doesn't it show? It's time to rise in victory and let the world know. He made the lame walk and the blind to see. Came to give us life more abundantly. Then he gave his power to you and to me. The church became the church he wants it to be. I'm tired of the status quo. We got the power, but where did it go? We're the church triumphant, but why doesn't it show? It's time to rise in victory and let the world know.
Whoa. Lord, send them upon us, revive us again.
I'm tired of the status quo. We got the power, but where did it go? We're the church triumphant, but why doesn't it show? It's time to rise in victory and let the world know.
Oh, I'm tired.
I'm tired of the status quo. We got the power, but where did it go? We're the church triumphant, but why doesn't it show? It's time to rise in victory and let the world know.
didn't come here to ask you.
I love that song. I really do. And I, Pastor, just the name of the song, I came to talk with you, Lord. There's a key word in that right there, the word with. You know, a lot of times we talk to people, but when you talk to people, they're not communicating back. But the word with means that you're allowing him to talk to you. And I love that song because it's telling us today that we can talk to the Lord and we can allow him to talk to us, to lead us in the path we need to go this morning.
Yes. If I lived 100 years or more, I won't forget place the Lord redeemed me and that special way we met. The preacher asked if anyone would like to meet this man. Then he looked right straight at me and said, I see that hand. It was an old-fashioned altar call when the Spirit of the Lord came down. Hallelujah, roll when he blessed my soul and turned my whole life around. Send that grace at a hallowed place, glory began to fall. I left the pew, found life with you at old-fashioned altar call.
From where I sat, that altar seemed 100 miles away. But I'm so glad I made the move and stepped out anyway. Cause something got a hold of me as I walked down the aisle. Jesus saved my soul and I just shouted for a while. It was an
old-fashioned altar call when the Spirit of the Lord came down. Hallelujah's roll when he blessed my soul and turned my whole life around. Sin met grace in a hallowed place, glory began to fall. I left the pew, found life anew at old-fashioned altar call.
It was an
old-fashioned altar call when the Spirit of the Lord came down. Hallelujah, roll when he blessed my soul and turned my whole life around. Sin met grace in a hallowed place, glory began to fall. I left the pew, found life anew at old-fashioned altar call. I left the pew, found life anew
at that
old-fashioned altar call.
They took me in. They took my feet out of the miry clay. Put it on that rock. On that rock to stay.
Oh, what a relief it was
when God rescued me. He loosed those chains to
hand me bound.
Then he set me free, free, free. Now it's yes, it is.
Cooling water
feels like
cooling water.
You know it is.
Cooling water from Grandma's well.
Oh, sleepless nights in so much pain. I couldn't see the sunshine, nothing but rain.
But God said,
weeping will endure for the night. For in the morning,
it will be all right. Oh, what a relief it was
when God rescued me. He loosed those chains that
hand me bound.
Yes, he did. Then he set me free, free, free. Now it's
cooling water.
Yes, it is.
Cooling water
feels like
cooling water.
No, it is.
Cooling water from Grandma's well. Bound.
Yes, he did. Then he set me free, free, free. Now it's
cooling water.
Yes, it is.
Cooling water
feels like
cooling water.
You know it is.
Cooling water.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
It's cooling water.
It's cooling water.
It's cooling water.
Cooling water.
It's cooling water.
Cooling water. Cooling water from Grandma's well. Cooling water from Grandma's well. Cooling water from Grandma's well.
From Grandma's well. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thirsty, I just go to that well of living water and get a thirst, get filled up, go back out. You know, as ministers, we got to get filled too.
Oh, yes.
That's why we study. Pray. You ever heard the word fast? Yes. I'm doing that more and more because fasting and praying. You put fasting and praying together, some things will happen.
Yes.
Some things will happen. People don't believe that, Pastor. You do some praying and put some fasting with that. Some things will happen. It'll happen in your house. It'll happen with your friends. It'll happen right here at church. Things will change. And I'm seeing that. No matter what the world's going through, I see what God's doing inside the church today. And if you're hurting inside, let me tell you, he'll put a smile on your face and some love in your heart. Then when you walk out that door, you want to share everything you got. Amen. And it's great this morning because Jesus passes by and he can touch you right where you're sitting at.
A blind man can see, a leper is cleansed,
and a captive set free.
A woman is rejoicing.
Oh, her son did not die.
When Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, gone were all the heartaches, the troubles, and strife.
Just reach out and touch him.
Oh, and heal.
Oh, in the rags of my sin, unwealthy without,
I was so needy within,
but then a king became my savior.
Now his riches are mine,
I became God's child.
When Jesus passed by,
when Jesus passed by,
when Jesus passed by,
gone were all the heartaches,
the troubles, and strife.
Just reach out and touch him.
Oh.
We're going to do one more for Pastor Wesley comes up to preach the word. You ready for some word? Ready to get fed this morning?
Amen. Amen.
You know what my motto is? You come expecting, you'll leave reflecting.
Amen.
So you expect good word, you can go out of here with good word.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
He loves you this morning.
To Calvary.
was his life's blood shed for me. Why did he suffer like no man has ever done? There's just one reason. I am the one.
He loves me. He loves me.
Y'all give him another hand. It's a blessing to have them join us again. And more and more we get to do ministry together. I miss it when they're not here. Amen.
Amen.
And glad y'all here. Take your Bibles this morning if you will. And I'll try not to keep you much after 12. No, just playing. Turn to Psalm 100. I didn't think y'all was ready for the word. Tim was asking y'all and y'all was kind of like, yeah. Amen. I hope you're ready. I want y'all to give somebody else a big hand because we don't see this much lately. We got some young people I'm very proud of being here today. So Lizette, Ashley, and Michelle, give him a hand for coming because it's easier and easier for people not to come to church. If you will, just to honor the Lord, stand this morning. I'm going to read this to you one more time as we get started, and that'll give you a chance to stretch your legs since we're going to be here so long. Amen? Psalm 100 says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing." Let us pray. Kind Father, we come before you this morning with praise. Thanksgiving. We thank you for safe haven here, Lord. The words that they brought, the vision they painted of you, Lord, the way your Holy Spirit lifted us up, prepared our hearts. And now, Lord, we pray that you'd plant the seed of your word deep in our hearts, that it would take root and bring fruit this week in our lives, Lord, that we would see changes not only in our lives, but others that we come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you will, if you're looking in your Bible this morning, as we're talking about Psalm 100, I want us to think about being glad and grateful because God is so good. Thanksgiving is on the way. Y'all getting ready for Thanksgiving? I mean, everybody's trying to decide where they're going to eat, how you're going to eat with family and all these rules and where you're going to eat at restaurant-wise. And really, I've eaten at so many restaurants lately that the food just ain't good no more. Amen. I was trying to figure out how to take plates to my mama, and Mona, the only good thing out of the COVID, Mona's been wanting me to cook a chicken stew, so it looks like I got to cook one for our family get-together this year. I've been putting that off. But we think about Thanksgiving, and, you know, really it is a national holiday. And you remember as we studied in elementary school about Thanksgiving, and it's a time of Thanksgiving. But if you look at it in the Bible, we should be thankful all the time. Now, as we look at Psalm 100, it's a short psalm, but if you go back to Psalm 93 and really starting in about 95 to 99, it kind of encompasses or puts bookends on the way of being thankful. And here it tells us with eight ways how we should be thankful. We should gather together with glad and grateful hearts because God is good. If you look at verse 5, it says four. That four means, hey, here's a reason, okay? Now, also in verse 3, there's a why we should be thankful. But what David is doing here, the psalmist is giving us seven commands about how to be thankful. And really, if you take enter his gates in verse 4 and you use that and, that connector there, it means to enter his courts also. So really, you got eight commands, right? So don't y'all like being told what to do this morning? So the first thing the psalmist says is, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. This idea of shout joyfully, it means to sing is what it means. Sing loudly. Let people hear your voice, what you're singing about the Lord. Now, who should shout to the Lord? It says, all the earth. Now, that means every person in the earth, everyone created. But it also means, as we understand out of Psalm 19, that the earth declares the glory of the Lord. And as we look at this, we'll see that in Psalm 95 and Psalm 98 says this, let the sea roar, and all that it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Verse 8 says, let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing together for joy. My wife grew up right on the river, and at night, where she grew up at, you could hear the river running across the dam. You could hear the river running across the rocks. That is declaring God's glory. That when it's personification of something like the earth, like the river, like the mountains. It talks about the noise or how they declare the glory of the Lord. In Isaiah 55, it talks about the mountains clapping their hands. You know, this morning, ever since the time changed this year for some reason, I get all tangled up when the sun's coming up. I think it's going to be up. It's still dark. Then all of a sudden it's up. But I've noticed I got a bird that hangs out outside my window. And just before it starts getting light, that bird starts chirping. He's declaring the glory of the Lord. Why? God is bringing forth the dawn. They just sung about, you know, it might be tears and weeping and grief all night long, but joy comes with the dawn of the morning. And that's the beauty of singing joyful to the Lord. When we gather together, this idea of gathering together is in verse 2. It says, come, that's a command, before him with joyful singing. We're to come before the Lord joyfully. Now, how many times are you running late, your hair thing didn't work out, or your suit didn't work out, you couldn't get your necktie tied, or ladies, I won't even go there, what you might have been having problems with, right? Far as your dress or this, my wife always asks me, this look good. Men, I'll tell you, it's no way to answer that question. Because if I say yes, she said, you just say that. She went, yeah, honey, I love you. My point being, a lot of times we get so busy trying to get to church, We worried about the things we didn't get done yesterday here inside the sanctuary, in the bathroom, in the hallway, in the parking lot. That when we get here, guess what? We're not joyful. We're looking at all the things that's going wrong. Guess what? God can take care of everything for the hour that we come in this building to worship Him. So when we come together, it should be, we come together for joyful, to be joyful. And He says, so come with joyful singing. We want to sing praises to God. Now, what I love about y'all's music is declaring the truth about God. When we sing songs, what are we doing? We're singing about who God is and what He's done for us. And that's the blessings anointing Him. It says that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. And verse 1 tells us that we are to shout joyfully all that's in the earth. And once we come together with a shout or loud rejoicing of the Lord, and we come together to serve Him with gladness, that idea of serve Him is the idea in verse 2 of worshiping God with a glad heart. When was the last time you come and said, look, I am glad I'm going to church. I'm happy to get there. I'm not worried about what's going on. I don't have nothing to worry about. The next few minutes, Lord, I want You just to block out my mind. I want a fresh vision of You and who You want me to be today. And that's what He's saying. This idea of serve God, it's the idea to worship God. It's the idea in 1 John, it tells us this. It says, this is the love of God. How many of y'all love God? All right. Here's how you got to love Him. It says you keep His commandments. And you say, well, I know that. Now, here's the hard part. And they're not burdensome. You know, a lot of times what happens, we fail to gather with grateful and with glad hearts because we think, I got to go to church. I got to get there. I got to smile. I got to do this, or people's going to think something's wrong if I don't come. You know, with the COVID and with churches and social distancing, there's a lot of people that will never show back up at church because they wasn't coming to church to thank God for who He was. They was coming to church so other people wouldn't think bad about them not being here. We are to worship God with a glad heart. How do you do that? You think about who God is and what He has done for us. This brings us to our next point. This is a command also, but this is why we can sing loud. This is why we can worship with a glad heart. And this is why we can sing joyfully with joyful singing all through the Psalms. That's the Hebrew hymn book. They are declaring who God is and how He cares for us. Here it says, you need to know the Lord Himself is God. It's the idea of coming to know who God is. And He gives us two ways that we know Him. It is He who has made us. So, first of all, you know that God exists. He is God. It's only one God. There's no others. There's no Allah. There's none of this other. There's one God. The problem all through history has been that people serve other gods. There is one God, and when you know that He is creator, that He not only created everything you see, everything that is, but He also created it, provided it before He ever created humanity. Have you ever thought about that? Everything we need was on this earth before He created us. And now it says, look, He made us in His image. Now, when God was creating, there was nothing but God in the beginning, so there was nothing to compare His creation to, the beauty of creation, but Himself. And each day when He created, He says, and it is good. And at the pinnacle of His creation, He created man in His own image. And He said, look, it is very good. He created us to reflect His glory so that even our lives sing joy to God. You know, I've said this over and over. When you're having trouble with somebody, don't look at what they're doing wrong. Look at that one speck of God's image in them and pray for God to help you help them develop that. the more of Christ that is developed in someone, the more the old ways get pushed out of the way. That's called sanctification. We are to know God. In Psalm 46, I was thinking about this, and I knew they was going to sing that song because my wife's here and she loves it, right? About the cool water. Psalm 46 says this, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change, the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake in its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar, the kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. When you know who God is, when he is your refuge, when he is your light and your salvation, whom shall you dread? He goes on to say in verse 10, cease striving. Be still. As Tim was singing about being by the well, Chuck Swindoll writes a whole page about this one verse about being still. He says, we all need a well, a place that we can go to, that we get so quiet that we can see who God is, how he cares for us, and what he wants us to be. He says, cease striving and know that I am the Lord. I will be exalted among the nations, and I'll be exalted in all the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of Jacob is our stronghold. When was the last time you stood still and just considered who God is and what he's done for you? I watched a couple of TV shows that I recorded on different networks to see how the networks are changing and how they are putting forth ideas to change the ideology and the worldviews of America since the election. And they're there. The coined phrases and all that they use leading up to the election, they put them in households, in the families on TV, and then they air them into our households. And it'll just be a matter of months before we'll just start accepting that as what is real. You got to go back to the well and find out what is real. Because see, sometimes we live in a dream world. There are times that we leave just a wreck in our wake behind us. We're bitter. We get bitter about things. We might fuss at people. We might blame other people for our problems, when sometimes the problem is we have not ceased striving, stood still with God, and let God move us from a dream world into the reality of his creation and who he's creating us to be. And when we think about that, we'll know that the Lord God himself is God. It is he who made us, and we're not ourselves. We're not made by ourselves. Did you know that God created you, Wayne, and he didn't need no help from you? It's none of us. Paul talks about our salvation the same way. It is a gift of God, not a result of works that no man may boast. It's not ourselves. And here he's talking about creation. The psalmist is also talking about him making us, but he's also talking about making the nation Israel. He made them into a nation who was no nation. Guess what? He made us into a people of God who were not a people of God. The beauty of this is he not only created us, but he recreated us. Look what it says in the next phrase there. We are his people, and it clarifies that, as sheep of his pasture, as a shepherd with sheep has an intimate relationship. God not only created us to live and thrive, God also created us to be in a relationship with him. Psalm 5 explains how we break that relationship. Why? Evil, sin. When we break our relationship with God, God provided a way that we could be forgiven, and that's through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are forgiven, we are brought back into His pasture, and we are His people. And as a shepherd, He what? He knows us. He provides for us. Psalm 23. He protects us. He leads us. Guess what? We can dwell in His house all the days of our life. David explains it this way. He says, "One thing that I'll ask of the Lord that my heart seeks, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and to behold the beauty of the Lord." When was the last time you just thanked God for who He was and the beauty of the creation around you, and the beauty of the things that you know that are witness to Him? The ocean, the mountains, the trees, and you know that He is God. See, when we know God and know Him as our shepherd, Jesus explained it this way. In the parable of the good shepherd, He says, first of all, I know my sheep. I call my sheep. I lead my sheep. I protect my sheep. All this is in John 10. I unify the flock, and I bring other people into the fold, or other sheep into the fold. Now, here's the beauty of a shepherd. When the Pharisees, who were supposed to know who God was, and they was religious, if you remember, Jesus says, "It's not the reason you do not believe. It's because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I will give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who's given them to me is greater than all, and I and the Father are one." You know, when we come to know God, there's a point in your life. You might not know the exact time. You might not know the exact date, but you know where you were and when it was that you come to know God and know that you were known by God. For me, it was in 1994 on I-70 heading west towards Denver, Colorado. And I had read that verse that morning. And when I saw the Rocky Mountains coming up out of the plains and saw the snow on them, and realized that God dipped His hand in His creation and pulled them mountains up, I said, "God, You can save me, and nobody can ever take me out of Your hand." And I knew right then that I was known by God. How many of y'all remember that? That is the message that should be most important when you talk to somebody about why you're happy. See, in Chronicles, when David put up the tent, they bring the ark in, and they praise in God, and he puts the priests together to bring in the thanksgiving offerings or the thank offerings, and they bringing them in. That's what they're doing. They're telling everybody what God has done in their life, what He's done in the past, what He's doing today, and what we know He'll do in the future. We not only know that He has made us, we not only know that we are sheep of His pasture, that we belong to Him, but we enter His gates with thanksgiving. This is talking about coming into the city of Jerusalem, God's holy city. As they enter the gates, where are you going? To where God established His worship. It says, "I'll enter His gates. I'm coming with thanksgiving. I'm thankful for who God is. I'm thankful for how God has cared for me. I want to tell other people about that. I want to sing praises to God." The songs that we were singing a while ago were singing how great God is, where God is, how our relationship is with God. We enter His courts. That's the temple. Talking about entering the holy place where God promised that His presence would dwell. Did you know that when Jesus established the church, He said the gates of hell will not prevail against it? This is one place every week that we can gather together and not worry about nothing for a few minutes. We're here to worship and to praise God. That's what we're here for. We give thanks to Him and we bless His name. When you bless God's name in the Bible, we talk about being blessed. God blesses us. He does stuff for us, bestows blessings on us. When we talk about blessing God's name, what we're talking about there is singing praises to God for who he is and how he cares for us. When was the last time you just paused to tell somebody what God had done for you this week? What about Thanksgiving? As you get together to eat, before you do anything, before you have to pray or anything, why don't you just go around the table and share something that God has done in your life this week. Share some way that God has taken care of you. Let me give you some examples. I get a lot of prayer requests, and I put them on. You know, send out emails, Cowboy Church, send out emails to our church. I text them to certain people that are prayer warriors with other people. Gene Harris, probation officer. Stage 4 cancer. Couldn't operate. Couldn't do nothing for him. Looks terrible. Everybody's praying for him. Just figuring, you know, when was they going to have the service? They started treatments on him. He went to the doctor. Was it Thursday? Called back and said, they can't find the cancer. James Gordon. Last week I said, Lord, be with James. He's gave up. He says, I ain't going to ride no more because I can't pick my saddle up. He says, I guess this is it. He goes to get the results of his CAT scan Friday, and they tell him the cancer has shrunk so much that they just do see it in his liver. What about a family up here that looks over and sees the couch on fire, tries to grab some things, and can't even get back in the house? And everybody there is spared. Is that something to be thankful for? Richard, that runs an industrial supply place in Silo City, I met him one time. Somebody called me Wednesday night and said, Richard asked if you'd pray for him. He's got to go in for heart surgery in the morning, and the valve behind his heart is 95% blocked, and they're probably going to have to do open heart surgery and crack him open to get that one, and they got two more they got to fix. It's 90% blocked, and he don't know how long he's going to be in the hospital, and he's got a lot of people praying for him. 7 o'clock Thursday night, they called, and he said, I just wanted to thank y'all for the prayers. They went in through my arm and fixed it all and didn't have to open my chest, and I'm on the way home. Do you see those things that when they happen, you can praise God for them? It's not always that we get healed right away, but God is working with us in our lives, and we need to let people know that God exists, he's real, he loves us, he cares for us, and he's intervening in our lives over and over and over again. Because so many things now do away with the idea of God. I hear more and more talk about karma, or things like karma, or this happened because I did this, or this happened because I didn't do this. How about things happen because God is in control? And God give us a way to live. And when we live in that straight path that God has us on, things work out better for us. When we veer off from that path, things don't work out so good for us. And by God's grace, he disciplines us and lets things get hard over here. Why? So we look for the way back in the path. God gives us each other so that when we are getting away from God, that we can just say, hey, call up and say, hey, I haven't seen you lately. What are you doing? Let me tell you what God's been doing in my life. What has God been doing in yours? Pastor Shane at Rock Springs used to, every time I'd see him, I knew what he was going to ask me. I'd be walking by the door. And he'd say, come in here a minute. And he'd say, what has Jesus done for you today? And then he'd say, well, what have you done for Jesus today? That was his two questions he always asked me. That's the things we can ask. When we enter the gates, when you come in back there, when you say, hey, how you doing today? And you ought to answer, I'm doing good. Guess what God done yesterday? We ought to be giving thanks to him. And here's why. We enter his courts with praise, and we give thanks to God. We bless his name. So let's gather and worship with glad and grateful hearts because God is good. Look here. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness is from generation to generation. I'll close with this. When he's talking about love and kindness, he's talking about mercy. You were singing about grace and mercy earlier. We're talking about his mercy. You know what? We're saved, but we still do things wrong. Did you know that God still forgives us? His mercy, his loving kindness to us is giving us and doing things for us and often not giving us what we deserve. He gives us a chance. He's patient. We can confess our sins and what? Come back into his presence and do what we should be doing. 1 John 1:9 says that he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is his loving kindness. It says his faithfulness or his truth is to all generations. That's our kids, our grandkids, and the next generations to come. And you say, well, how do you know God's true? If we look back, flip over to Psalm 119:90, it gives us the idea of understanding. How many of y'all believe God created earth? This morning when you got out of bed, did you fall into the abyss of nothingness or did you step on the floor? Stepped on the floor. Is the earth still here? God's truth still here. That's what Psalm 119 is saying. If you look around, is the sky still draped from east to west this morning when you looked? If the sky is there, the heavens and the earth is below us, guess what? God's truth still exists. We need to be sharing this with our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, the neighbors next door. We need to let them know that we should gather with glad and grateful hearts. Why? Because we get to know God. Paul says in Galatians 4:9 this way. Now that you've come to know God, and then he says, rather that you've come to be known by God. We should be glad that we know that God exists, that God loved us, that God loved us so much, that his love and kindness, he died for us, that we are forgiven, we are sheep of his pasture. We belong to him and no one can take us away. That is the gift that we have to make us glad. And when we get glad, you ought to sing. Amen? And it won't hurt y'all to smile. Amen? Smile. Give thanks to God everywhere you go today. Tell people what God's been doing in your life. And remember that God is good. An author I read a few years ago, and I loaned somebody the book, and I can't remember the name of the book, and I've looked everywhere for it, but it says that our happiness begins when we start learning to experience God's goodness. God is good to us, and his goodness is that he knows us, he provides for us, he protects us, and with all that, we should share that with others. And that's how the gospel message gets out. You tell your story about how God has been good to you. Let us pray. Kind Father, as we close this morning, I just pray, as I look around and see the faces in here, Lord, I know that everyone in here, I've talked with them, and I know that they have accepted you as their Savior. And Lord, if anybody's listening in the parking lot that hasn't, or online, that has not accepted Christ as their Savior, they do not know this relationship, that they could be a people of God, that he could be their God, their shepherd. It is this simple. You just say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, not living your way. I believe you lived and died. You lived the perfect life, died the death I deserve. I'm asking you to forgive me. And as you was resurrected, I'm asking that you resurrect me from my old way of life and give me a new life to live. If you've prayed that, you're saved this morning, tell somebody. If you're here and you've been saved a long time and you're just not happy, my question for you is God enough? If you're not happy, it's because you think you need something beside God. When God is enough, it won't matter about the other things on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I asked y'all to come again.
His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
Him another hand. And I want y'all this week to remember the song that they sung about talking with God. And I shared this with somebody about a week ago, but I want you to remember this. We talk with God by praying. God talks with us through the Holy Spirit by reading His Word. Read a verse every day and then go tell somebody what it says about God, and say, I'm just thankful that I am known by the living God who created me and made me part of His family. Let us pray. Kind Father, we come before You now with praise and thanksgiving. Lord, with glad hearts. Lord, we just thank You that we could sing joyfully to You, and Your Word would give us a picture of who You are and how You care for us. And Lord, the commandments that's there about how we should praise You. Lord, I just pray for safe haven. Lord, I ask that You would be with them and bless their ministry as they go forth singing the glories of Your majesty, Lord, that You would just help them finish up 2020 strong and begin 2021 strong. Help us here at Hunt Springs, Lord. Guide, direct us. Be with each family here, Lord. And I pray that as we leave here, that we're not only thankful we was here today, but we'll also tell somebody how thankful we were that we could gather together with gladness and grateful hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all.